Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
During the time that Jesus walked on this earth, it was a widely held belief among the people from the nation of Israel that the Messiah would be a son, a descendant of King David. But they also believed that the Messiah would be a man, just like any other man. And in looking at the family history of Jesus, in Matthew chapter 1 and in Luke chapter 3, we find that Jesus was indeed in the royal line of King David. And at the time that Jesus walked on this earth, those records were available in the temple in Jerusalem to anyone who wanted to look at those records, but apparently no one bothered to look at them. So in Matthew chapter 22, in responding to a question from Jesus concerning the Messiah, the leaders from the nation of Israel confidently said to him what anyone from that nation might have said, that the Messiah would be the son of David. He would indeed be his descendant. But what they did not know, what they failed to realize, was that the Messiah was standing right in front of them. And what they also did not understand was that the Messiah would be a man, but he would be a man unlike any other man who had ever walked on this earth. So their answer to Jesus was inadequate. It was incomplete. It fell far short of the truth. They were in a place that many people are in today, a very dangerous place, because they were basing their theology, in fact, they were basing their eternal destiny on insufficient information. So Jesus quoted from the Psalms, from a Psalm of David. He quoted from Psalm 110, which everyone at that time knew was a messianic psalm. And he asked them a question regarding that psalm. And here's the question. How then, in Psalm 110, does David, who was under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, how does he call the Messiah Lord? Lord and Master, Adonai in Hebrew. If the Messiah is his son, his descendant. Because that word, Adonai, is a word that was used to describe God, God Almighty, the Eternal One. How could he be both God and man at the same time? Well, that's a good question, isn't it? And we are told that no one who was there that day was able to answer that question. And the answer is this. The Messiah is both the son, the descendant of King David, and he is the eternal Son of God. Yes, he was born into this world, but he came from the glory of heaven. He is the eternal one. He is the bright morning star, a blinding light that appears before the dawn, preparing the way to heaven for those of us who believe, for those of us who belong to him. But he is also a blinding light, blinding the eyes of those who refuse to believe, those who reject him as their Lord and Savior. And if you do not believe, then pray that the Lord will open up your eyes to the truth. So in verse 1 of Psalm 110, David says, "So is filled with the Spirit of God. From the glory of heaven, I heard a voice from above, the voice of the Lord, Yehovah in Hebrew, the voice of the Lord God Almighty himself. And I heard him say to my Lord and Master, Adonai, to the Messiah, to the Lord Jesus Christ." And before we go any further, don't you find it amazing that David was given the privilege of hearing a conversation from heaven? And so, he heard God the Father speaking to God the Son, and he said this, "Sit, Yashet in Hebrew. Abide, remain here at my right hand until I make your enemies, those who reject the work of salvation, the salvation you have given to them, those who will not submit to your authority, but who submit to the authority of the enemy instead. Stay here until I make them all a footstool under your feet, with your foot on their neck. We're not to fear. We are not to worry. We're not to lose heart. There is victory in Christ Jesus our Lord, no matter what the people of this world may say, no matter what they may believe." So in verse 2, the Lord God declares, "I will stretch forth," shalach in Hebrew, "I will establish your strong scepter of power and of might, a royal scepter of everlasting authority from Zion, from Jerusalem. You will rule there for 1,000 years. You will rule forever." Today, we are moving in that direction, despite the way that things may appear. Jesus is still King of kings and Lord of lords. So God the Father says to God the Son, "Rule, Murada in him. Have dominion and prevail in the midst of your enemies." Christ will overrule those who oppose him and those who refuse to submit to him. For all power, all authority has been given to him in heaven and on earth, we are told by our risen Lord in Matthew 28:18. Even today, as the gospel message of salvation continues to go forth throughout the whole world, your people, the Father says to the Son in verse 3, those who belong to you, those who have been purchased by your blood, by your death, they will volunteer freely to serve you in the day when your power is revealed, both now and at the return of Christ to this earth. And how will they be known? How are we known? They will be known, it says, by their holy array, kodesh in Hebrew, as being set apart from this world by their obedience to the truth of the Word of God. In the same way, he says, as the birth, rechem, the beginning of the dawn, is known by the morning dew on the grass of the field. So your youth, those who have been given new life in your name, they are to you as the dew drops of a new day, as they stand in your righteousness, as they stand in newness of life. It's quite an encouragement, isn't it? So lift up your voices, lift up your heads, for Christ will not fail. He will prevail in the end, as the Lord God testifies in verse 4, where he says that he has sworn an oath, he has made a vow, and he cannot lie. And he will not change his mind, it says. So do not doubt the truth of his word. It's finished. Jesus Christ is a high priest, the only high priest, both now and forever, interceding for us on our behalf to God the Father, according to the order of Melchizedek, who was both priest and king before the nation of Israel even existed. And he stood alone in Genesis chapter 14 before the Most High God. And he is a picture of our great high priest and king, Jesus Christ. So Christ stands alone forever as priest and king. Salvation is found in no one else but in him alone. So we're told in verse 5, at this time, the Lord Jesus Christ is at the right hand of God the Father. And when he returns to this earth, he will shatter and crush those who oppose him. The rulers, the kings, the leaders of this earth who oppose him, he will crush them in the day of his wrath, when his anger is poured out on the unrepentant people of this world, those who have rejected him and rejected his offer of salvation. As we're told in Joel chapter 3 and in Zechariah chapter 14 and in Revelation chapter 19, where it says that he will tread out the winepress of the fierce wrath of God Almighty. He will execute judgment upon the nations of this world, we are told here in verse 6 of Psalm 110. And he will fill the world with their dead bodies. It will be intense. It will be devastating. He will shatter and crush the chief men, the leaders, religious leaders, political leaders, family leaders, those who claim to have the truth, those who have set themselves up in power and in authority against Christ. He will scatter them all, we are told, over a broad country, over the face of the earth, And Christ alone will rule, and he will reign as priest and king. So, in victory, he will drink from the brook by the side of the road. He will lift up his head in victory, in the blinding light of his glory. Comforting message to those of us who know him. But a fearful message to those who do not. And the question is, where will you be on that day? Why will you die in your sin without him? When he offers forgiveness, when he offers salvation, when he offers the water of eternal life in his name, forever. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.